CNN Network, 220. TOTDIS. CNN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
Kilo Echo 9, Delta Foxtrot Papa, Chicago's Midway Airport area, monitoring.
CNN Network.
W9SAM, KE9DFP.
Sierra Alpha Mike, who was that?
KE9DFP, Tony out of Chicago. Good morning, Sam. Heard you in there, just wanted to say hello.
Oh, okay, yes, Tony. Yeah, good morning. Good Tuesday morning, I guess it is. And, yeah, we was on here with the Indiana, the Hoosier boys for a while and having a great time here. Having some 220 fun. And I just, a while ago here, I just brought up and put in John's repeater here out of Michigan. I haven't talked to him in a while, but they have a lot of mobiles up there, so we may get a mobile calling in. If I'd have probably brought it up sooner, it possibly could have caught a bunch, several going to work. But I'm slowing the trigger there this morning, and there's a lot of things on my mind. But it's bright and sunny out, but it's chilly and cold. But it's warming up some, but not, it needs to be 40 more degrees. It's one of my front room stations, weather stations, telling me it's 40 degrees out there. So if we had another 40 degrees of that, I'd be outside talking to you from the patio there, over.
We're waiting on the warm weather to get here also, Sam. It's 40-45 maybe later on today when the sun gets a little higher in the sky, but... Yeah, we're waiting on the 80-degree weather days. We're going to party with the neighbors across the street, and, or across the alley, rather, and maybe get some barbecues and some beers going.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that warm weather brings. Good tidings for all, over.
Yeah, they're the new kids on the block, and we got together one time for a couple of beers and a cookout. And the next thing you know, the whiskey started to flow. And I kind of tipped over by the end of the night. Gravity is a monster.
You know, yeah, spirits. Yeah, that's usually means trouble. Well, let's see, 76, so we were in our 20s. So, yeah, we were about that. Party would be, we're some of us guys in a circle and pass around the JD bottle, which that I would not even think of buying that toilet water these days. If I'm gonna have some spirits, I'm gonna have some upper shelf stuff, which I do have in my cupboard up there. It's still sealed. It's been up there for maybe a year, year and a half. I just don't get into that anymore, but friends stop by here, and they still do that, and so I got it here to offer them one. Now, usually, when that happens, of course, I'll have one with them, but not so much anymore these days. A bottle of that stuff back in the day wouldn't last a half a week at my house. So, times have changed. I think for the better, but we do have, as you well know, we do have in our refrigerators, I got two of them, some Michelob Amberbox. And I had two of them yesterday, to let you know that. And man, were they cold and were they delicious. Didn't last long, over.
Yeah, QSL fan, I know you're a big fan of that Amberbox. I got a friend of mine also in the same boat as you. And I'm not too fussy when it comes down to beer. I got two favorite beers, cold and free. Anyway, just curious if you got your radio problems all straightened out there, Sam, at your house.
Coffee here. Let's see, radio problem. No, they're not. The tech keeps heads this way after work, but it gets detoured by other things that call him on the phone and they're requesting his assistance, his help. And, you know, it's one of those 911 things, which he gets there and it's never a 911 thing, but he's got to deliver family. So, because I'm talking on my HD here. I can hear the hum on the radios over here, my 50-watt radio. So I hear what you guys are hearing finally. And we don't got that microphone, that hot mic in their face. But I'm on my HD. I hope it's a little better there. I don't know if Larry is around his radio or not this morning. Let me see here. NARGO, are you available for a short QSO? Over.
This is November 8, Romeo Golf Officer Larry up here in Mansfield. Yeah, go ahead there, Sam.
Okay. I didn't know if you'd be around, and I didn't know if you'd even answer up, Larry. So we brought you in here a while ago, trying to make things noisy here on the 220 band. It needs a lot of help there, Larry. Over.
Hi, Roger, on that. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I've been doing stuff on the computer, so I've been a little bit tied up that way, but I'm standing by. I'm listening. I hear you talking and the people you're talking to there. It's always good to stir up a little T20 activity every once in a while.
Well, Tony's on here from Chicago, and we had the Hoosier boys here. One had to take off when walking his dog, and the other one there, south of Indy, he had to get back in the studio and do some work, so. But they said they'd be listening from a distance, I guess, so that's good. And just trying to get some flow going here, and hopefully more people will join in and do this on a daily thing. Now, I was on the air with a operator last night. Unfortunately, it was 4:40, which I don't do a lot of that, hardly any at all, actually. And he's reporting to me that this is his last week working at R&L there, electronics in Hamilton. At the end of the week, he'll be retired from everything. I said, then what? He says, well, Sam, I'm going to become a full-time ham operator. I said, in your dreams, you'll never reach my status. He thought that was pretty funny, and I did too. So we'll see what that brings on. I've been trying to get him on the air, him and his gang, to get on the link here, and some can hit it through the antenna, but others will have to go through EchoLink, of course. And I'm trying to talk to people maybe about getting their own link. I said, you get a link together, you're going to enjoy it. I said, it's relatively easy to do. It takes a little work to get there. Took me about a year and a half, almost 2 years to finally fix it. We had the wrong equipment. Now once we got the right equipment, then we're sitting pretty good right now. So we're trying to push the T20 link system on people, let them know how well it works, and all that kind of thing there, Larry. Let's see here. Tony, go ahead. Give us your 2 cents on the Dash L system there. Over.
Yeah, the more the merrier, Sam. Keep it active, because, you know, if we don't use it, we lose it. Make America 220 again.
Well, you know, trying to make 220 great again is our theme, and it's our motto. You'll hear that all night long on Friday night, through the hour that we're on the air with the Syracuse, New York, Nationwide 220 Net. And you'll hear that anytime I'm on the air. Over.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're bringing the W9W repeater, Sam, in the morning, because without you doing that, it gets pretty quiet around here in the mornings. K9DFP.
Well, okay, that's, there's people out here, believe it or not, in the last couple years, since I've been trying to formulate activity, get all jacked up over it, get madder than hell about it, and they don't like me doing it. You know, of course, I got a name for them, I'm not going to get into that, but it's unbelievable that the way it is. I brought up some repeaters. They won't, but they don't want that. They don't like it. They told me never do it again. I said, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and delete you from all of my stuff here, and it's going to be your loss. So, unbelievable. Over.
Yeah, look, I said, I enjoy the morning cup in the morning with you, making a little bit of noise and saying hello. I don't see anything wrong with that, but then again, that's me.
Well, you know, there's all kinds out here. It's got a ham license. And you got a mixed variety, of course. So, there's that there, over.
I remember you saying something about some 440 groups that you kind of rubbed the wrong way, or they rub you the wrong way. Somebody's rubbing somebody the wrong way. But, yeah, it's pretty friendly down here.
Well, I don't, I mean, I've only been a licensed amateur since 08. But I've been around this stuff since I was 14, 15 years old. And I've never heard it this bad, ever. I've never been around it all every day since then, but off and on, you know. See beer for many of those years back in the day, you know, coming out of high school and everything. And the skip was out of hand. And now, I mean, the DX here, as we call it, it's loosened up some. And you talk to other people, said, Sam, you're crazy. We got all kinds of activity. I said, Betty, I'll tell you what. Are you the same kind of people that said that the borders were closed and they were letting thousands of people in? Just an example I put. WISM.
Yeah, I was listening to the operators out here talking about the old CB days and brought back quite a few memories. I, too, got bitten by the bug back in the early 70s, and actually 72. I wanted a CB radio for a graduation present, and I was over the moon with it. Me and my dad went to Olson Electronics. It used to be in Oak Lawn or Evergreen, I believe it was, and picked out a first radio. I would have slept with it if I could.
Well, guess what? I did. Where my bedroom was, I had a closet. And my bed was right next to the closet. And inside the closet was a table that I got. And on that table was a Courier 23 with a plus 2 desk mic that just had come out on the market. And also a Sonar, brand new Sonar, never seen until then, scanner. And that's what I was set up in my closet with. And the big money, but the Courier 23, I just loved that thing. All chrome, had channel 20, 21, 22, and I think it had a 22A channel, which is channel 24, I think is what it was. But, so yeah, I slept with mine over.
Some kind of a coincidence, Sam, because my first radio was a Courier also. SFT-400. It was beautiful, all brushed aluminum. It looked like an FM receiver. It had a slide rule dial. That's the best way to describe it. Like the old FM stereo receivers, you know, where the dial would go from one end to the other, and all 23 were displayed, and you just had an indicator that would change from one channel to the next. I was overwhelmed with it. It was just a nice radio at the time. I didn't know any better. It was one I could afford, but soon discovered that going from channel 1 to channel 23 was cumbersome because you had to go through the whole row to get to it. You couldn't go around.
W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Larry, are you still there? I mean, you got any stories about your early days? I don't want to leave you out. But you may have something else going on. I know I got to get up and get some more hot coffee. Cold coffee just doesn't cut it anymore, over.
You're not one of them people that's into the iced coffees, huh? I don't like coffee, period. So, to me, coffee is a no-go. My wife likes it, but I could care less about coffee. I'm a tea drinker, though, so I drink lots of iced tea, and, of course, I drink those Ziva. I don't know if you guys heard of Ziva or not, but it's a type of soda pop that's good for you. It's got the sweetener in it, stevia, natural stevia. So that works out really good. I really like that. And then there's no dyes in it. No brown coloring for root beer or whatever colors that they have to have, like the colas and different stuff like that. So it's really good for you. Anyway, enough of that. Well, I just like you guys, I was a CB-er, but started out in CB. Back in the day, it's kind of funny, I think you mentioned something about having a CD in your closet. I sort of had the same thing going on. It wasn't a Courier. I can't I have had Lafayette was a good named brand. You guys remember Lafayette. I had those. I may have had a Robin. I have Regency. You guys remember Regency. I have those up. There's probably, I always said there was probably between myself and my friends that was all into CB. There probably wasn't a CB I hadn't talked on. So I've enjoyed the CB days immensely. And still get on them occasionally. One of my radios is opened up to do CB, so sometimes I get on there. But, yeah, it's all towards AM radio. It's been that way for about 30-some years now. About 32 years I've been a ham. So that's been a long time. And I enjoy every moment of it there. And I'm open to 440. And 2 meter as well. I don't limit myself too much, but I do enjoy 220. I guess that's the reason I got a repeater. And one, as we say it up here in Mansfield, keeping 220 alive and active. That's kind of my saying. Not so much make 220 great again, but keep 220 alive and active. So there you go. Go ahead, Sam.
Good morning. This is the WM9W repeater. The time is 10:10 hour.
Okay, Chicago, we'll go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Yeah, I know what you're saying there. A lot of them have been butchered. I've seen a lot of good ones, though, a lot of nice ones, especially when they modify them with all the lights on them, you know, blue lights and stuff like that, something that Colbert never did. So I don't know if you've seen the new President line. I really like a lot of their radios, and now they're, of course, 90% of them, they don't make the bases anymore. I don't know why. I've often wondered why there's not a nice base CB anymore, like the Madisons. I think Washington had one. Grant, I think, was another one. I don't know why they don't do base radios anymore. They're all mobiles. But they're up to date. They're modern, you know, and all that. They got digital displays on them and all that. So President's coming out now. And, of course, with the advent of FM being added to the CDs, I think that, I'm not going to say it's a game changer, but they should have done that years ago. I don't know what took them so long. I guess England, over there in England, I guess they had FM going on over there for quite a while. So, but yeah, it took us forever to get it. So I guess there are people now that maybe pick up CB now because they do have FM available to them. So I'm thinking that might be a pretty cool thing. And 8RTO, back to you.
I got a friend that had a 2000, and he was looking to replace it. It broke on him, and he got rid of it, and he's regretting it ever since. But he gets on a tear when he calls Dynascan or Cobra now and complains that they should come up with something that was more modern version of the 2000. And he gave him a few suggestions, like, hey, I have a built-in antenna tuner for it, and, you know, a better frequency display, and a few extra odds and ends to it. FM is a game-changer for it, though. That would have eliminated a lot of TVI back in the day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm still not in a real good position. I'm even on a ham radio operator, and I got a handful of amateur radio equipment and stuff. I've got an FTDX-1200 for my base HF rig and stuff like that, but I'm still not in a real good position if a 2000 did present itself. I mean, I suppose I'd still like to have one just for the sake of having one, especially if it's in good condition. And not, like you say, heavily modified and all that kind of stuff. I'd still like to probably have one. They came out with that Cobra 29 XLR or something like that. Digital display. You could change colors in it. You know, green, blue, red, yellow, whatever. I mean, now that was a really, really nice radio. The only problem, in my personal opinion, was they didn't make it in a sideband model, like the 148. So they were copying, you know, the basic Cobra 2000, or Cobra 29 mobile. They were going after that, strictly AM only, if the FM wasn't out at the time. So, but they should have made a sideband model, AM, upper and lower sideband. They never did. Cobra never did that. And I think that's kind of bad of them. So, that's why I didn't buy one or attempt to try to get one because it didn't have sideband in it. Now, I'm if I do decide to get a CB, I am holding out. I'm interested maybe in the President McKinley 2 or the Washington or one of them that's got AM, FM, and sideband in it too. Got it all really going for it. And they go back to you.
This is your CNN Network.
As far as functionality, it's there. It's got a nice display. It's got a few options for color and Echo TalkBack. I think is an absolute useless feature, but that's just me and a preference for other people. But nice display. I don't think it's got. It's got it going on.
To have. Again, I was not one for the big fanciness of lights. They're kind of cool, I guess, you know, but within moderation, you know, and stuff like that there. And like I said, I didn't care about the uppers, lowers, some of them. I used to have, when I was in the military, I was stationed in Panama Canal Zone, and I actually had a CB down there. With a ground plane. I actually did have one. And down there, they don't have the limitations like they do up here in the United States. So it was perfectly legal to talk on out-of-band areas like 27515, one of the outband channels up here in the U.S., and I could talk on that down there without no problem. Every day I'd probably be talking to somebody back here in the U.S. on 27515 and a couple of the other ones right along inside there. But again, there was no problem to do it down there, so I thought that was pretty cool on that. Go ahead.
General calling frequency, then you QSY to another one if you make good contacts. I remember those days.
I had a couple radios, like a Superstar. I don't know if you remember Superstar. I did have a Superstar. Had a bunch of uppers and lowers in it, and I had Connex, I think was another one. So I did have a couple export radios and stuff like that, you know. But I always tried to stay legal, I guess, for the most part. Attempted to, anyway. They've come a long way. CB's come a long way, too, I guess, in a matter of speaking. You know, they dropped that 250-mile limit. Remember that one? That was a rule, supposedly. You couldn't talk over 250 miles. That, boy, that was stupid as all get out. They'd be so many days, it was easier to talk halfway around the world than it was to talk to your neighbor across the street almost, you know, because of band conditions and all that stuff, and they had that stupid rule in place. So I heard they dropped that, too, a long time ago, so it's crazy. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not against CB in any way, shape, or form. I just graduated to AM, so now we do it all. We're involved with GMRS here in town. We got GMRS. I have talked on the MERS channels, FRS, of course. So you name it. If it's got a microphone, we're probably talking on it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you mention that you had a Yaesu 1200. That's a nice radio. I've got the 2000. I think it's just drop dead gorgeous. We're not HF ready as far as antennas go, but this summer we're going to put ours up and get that up and running and get online with it.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be good then. Yeah, Sam, I don't know. It's getting lunchtime for me up here. At least go out and get something to eat and come back in front of my desk and continue doing what I'm doing up here. But go ahead there, Sam.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're sitting back here at the front room here, and they took the coffee cup out, but I didn't bring it over with me. You know, I only drink maybe one cup, maybe two in the morning. Not every morning. I mean, I drink other stuff, but and I buy iced tea in a jug from the Dollar General stores. They've got iced tea. So, you know, we're not always coffee in the morning, but one thing I'm missing here these days in my station here is HF. I got HF out in the shop, but I want to make that more worthy this summer. I want to try to get HF back in here to the front room. I mean, I turn on my HDs, SDRs, I should say, in the morning. I can hear everybody talking, but, you know, you can't talk on them. So, what I'll do is I'll turn the SDRs on so I can hear, and I'll talk on the radios out in the shop with the volume down, and they can hear me. And now I can hear them coming back to me through the SDR, you know. They seem to work out pretty good if you can arrange it that way there.
Right. Yeah, I know I can have 225 band capability. We're talking about older radios and stuff, really. There ain't nothing out there. Yaesu, yeah, I think I told you before, Yaesu could care less about 220 anymore. They'll give it to you on the receive side. No problem with that. But as far as a 220 transmitting radio, they don't want to get involved with it anymore. They pretty much made that clear to me. I love Yaesu equipment. I have no problem with Yaesu that way. Love their equipment. I like their equipment a lot better sometimes than ICOM and Kenwood. But they just don't care about 220 anymore. They had the last base. There might have been one other one, but basically the only base they ever made was that 736R. And it could handle a 220 module that you had to put in. It only gave you like 25 watts. But at least that gave you 220 sideband capability. I would love to be able to have something like that, but I don't think there's too many people doing sideband on 220 in Ohio that I'm aware of. So it's probably a mute point regardless. I got some friends I talked to out in California. They got a little bit of a group going on out there in California with 220 sideband. A good handful of people use it out there, so. But we can't hit California from here on 220, obviously, but that would be nice to have something like that. Go ahead, Sam.
Okay, Ray, well, supposedly there's a group of sideband 220s from Indianapolis to Fort Wayne on Tuesday nights at about 8 o'clock, 8:30. 222.1, there, over.
Ah, okay. I was not familiar with that. But where are you going to get the equipment? ICOM don't make it. Kenwood don't make it. Not sidebands, you know. And if you want to try to get a hold of a 736R, especially with 220 modules, that's another thing you're going to pay an arm and pen weight for. I mean, it's ridiculous. Sometimes you can find them for sale, but that's a rarity, a real rarity to get anything like that, especially anything with 220 sideband is almost non-existent. And Yaesu, you know, they came out with that brand new FT1X or whatever it's called, that Optima radio, you know, it's got 2 meter 440, 6 meter HF, got it all. Got everything in that thing except for 220. So they don't want to do anything with it, you know. It's not a money maker for them, so they say that's their way of looking at it, because just because the United States uses it in Canada and maybe one other small country somewhere, that's it. England don't use 220, none of them other places, so they don't care to make 220 equipment anymore. when they did do it, it was only a couple watts. They didn't hardly give you anything anyway, except for that base I was telling you about. So, I don't know. Somebody's got to come up with something somewhere. Go ahead, Sam. Any of those to you.
Well, what the heck's that network called? You get on there and they're selling stuff. I can't even think of it. Every now and then you'll see an old rig. They used to the new sideband, ICOM, I think, maybe. And it's a big bass rig, it looks like, if I remember right. But, man, they want, you know, your arm and leg for it. And it's old. The guy says, why would you want to put a lot of money into an old radio? I said, because it's a sideband radio. There's none out there. One of these show up, everybody goes crazy over it. That's why. I mean, duh. And, you know, act like you don't understand it. And they turn to these little boxes you get on your HF rig, turn it to 10 meter, and it switches over to 222.1. If you do it right, I don't remember how you do it. But. And then there's also a company that sells transverters, commercial transverters, but they're big bucks, you know, $700-$800, but they do the job there, over.
You can't be running 100 watts through a transverter. So that's what I was told by a couple people in the know, I guess. You have to be very low wattage on them. Be careful, you'll burn the transverter up. So, yeah, I guess that's one way to get 220 sideband, but I don't know. At what cost is it really worth it? You know, that kind of thing. I'll tell you what, if I was a millionaire or a billionaire, I think I would have a company make me a 220 sideband radio. Matter of fact, I'd probably have a good, 2 meter, 220, 440, 900 megahertz. I'd probably have a great VHF, UHF, and maybe FHF, 1.2 gig. Put it all together in a base radio. That would be the perfect base radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, they just don't make them anymore, Larry. Now, I've seen these for sale out of Czechoslovakia or Ukraine, I can't remember now. But they're only 10 watts, so you got to be careful how much wires you put in there. You'll burn them up. I know some people that bought them and burned them up already. I know some others that got them, and they do quite well with them. So, I have been over at the Derek Clubhouse on Tuesday nights, back when they were holding their board meetings. I used to have to go to those board meetings. And I get over to VHF room, and about 8:15 I get on the 222.1 on that radio you talked about, the Yaesu 737R, whatever it was, and talk to the guy over in Bainbridge, over there, and he get on. Also talked to a guy up there at the lake, Caesars Lake, up north, I can't remember the lake, Lake Laramie maybe, and these guys would be carrying on a conversation, but the guy in Bainbridge, he's set up for big stuff, and I was only on that radio, and we were talking on a 333 that they had on the ring antenna at about 60 foot. So I have talked on sideband 220,
But it's probably pretty much dead as like we are here, though. Over.
Yeah, I know what you're saying there. So, well, maybe someday it'll happen. Maybe. I don't know. Not a big deal. You know, I guess we should be happy with 220 FM, right? We should be happy with that. Keeping 220 alive and active, that's what's important. A lot of people don't feel like it's necessary. You know, a lot of people get stuck in the rut. 2 meter is way more important, way better. Well, yeah, it is. It's very popular. Can't deny that. And 440, it's got its place too. Way more popular than the 220. I get it. You know, no problem with that. But if their mentality is to stay in that 2 meter 440 range all the time, just because it's more popular, then 220 is never going to get popular because of their way of thinking, you know. So that's just my opinion on it, I guess. Maybe I shouldn't think that way, but I think that's the way we need to be thinking if we want to make 220 great, right? So there you go. Back to you, Sam.
Well, if the manufacturers won't comply, I mean, what do? You know, back in the day, people made their own. I'm not anywhere near that intelligence, but if people just don't care, they'd rather carry around their girly radios and get on digital. And that's all they're interested in. They're over.
Bye. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying there for sure. So, well, we'll do what we can on our end. I'm glad I got my repeater and doing my part on keeping 220 active. Long as the FCC don't get something up their butt like they did years ago and took part of the 220 band away from us. If they stay out of it and don't do anything else, I guess we'll be content on the rest of 220 that we have available to us and do the best we can with it. So I guess that's the only way we can look at it. That gentleman in, Chicago, right? I'm sorry, I forgot your first name. Is it Bill or Bob or something like that? I totally zoned out and forgot your name there. That gentleman in Chicago, go ahead.
Yeah, Larry, it's Tony, Tango Oscar November Yankee.
Oh, okay, Tony. All right, good deal. Yeah, I'm bad with names, and I forget half the time anymore and stuff like that. There, I know Sam brings you up all the time, stuff like that there, so that's a good thing, and I'm glad that you guys... Glad that you like 220 out there in that area, too. Do you have a pretty big 220 network going on out there?
Yeah, there's a little bit of activity. Monday nights are decent. We pretty much got it every other night over here in Chicago. The Good Guys Network and the Nameless Net on Thursday. There's quite a few.
All right. Well, that's great. That's fantastic there. We got, we got another city, Medina, up here, Medina, Ohio. They've got a really, really, really good 220 repeater up there. I think it sits on a high tower, at least 180 feet in the air. I get on there once in a while and talk to some of the guys up there. Unfortunately, at this moment anyway, they have no EchoLink capability or All-Star capability. They can't do that. So I have to just go to their frequency and chat with them and stuff like that and leave it at that, I guess. And then another friend of mine... down in Mount Gilead, Ohio. He's got a 220 radio, much older gentleman. But he doesn't care to do EchoLink either. He don't have EchoLink on his system or anything. So I go to his frequency and talk to him and whoever may be on there. There's some other people that I know of that like T20 and stuff. So I get on their frequency and talk to them, and that works out really good, too. But like I say, no Echo Link or All-Star capability. So they're out. They're left out of this mix anyway. Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, Echo Link comes in handy when you're away from your radios. And it keeps you in touch, and I've used it a few times in the car. It works okay. You deal with the lag and the noise and whatnot, but for the most part, yeah, it's a nice way of staying in touch. So technology marches on, K9DFP.
That's true. Guaranteed for sure on that. I got a new vehicle now. Not a new vehicle. Well, it's new to me. So new used vehicle. And I used to have a Pontiac Montana van. I ended up having like three different radios in that thing, three different antennas. Oh, man, it was terrible, in a matter of speaking. So this vehicle I can't mess up. So I haven't made any concrete decisions yet, but I am deciding what to put in the vehicle. One radio, one antenna, that's it. So obviously my 220 antenna is probably going to be a Comet. I've got one, a Comet SBB 224 tri-band mobile antenna. So that's definitely going to probably be the antenna, but I'm not totally sure what radio I'm going to have in there. I haven't quite made up my mind yet, and got a lot of thinking to do there. I was thinking about the Anytone 578, Anytone 578 mobile, because that does 220, even though it's a low 5 watts. That's it. So I'm thinking about that, but it also has DMR capability, which is kind of important around here a little bit. So I have DMR, I have 2 meter, 440, and 2 meter. So that may just have to be what covers it all for right now. Back to you.
Yeah, well, currently we're using a TYT. It's only T20 here, but it puts out a decent amount of wattage, so it helps with hitting the repeater hard enough. So yeah, I like it, but it is limited in frequency.
Give the repeater time to drop out there. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I have a TYT-9000G, that's probably what you got. And I have had that out in the mobile. But yeah, it's great on wattage, but the only downfall is that's it, 220. No 2 meter, no 440, no DMR, no system fusion, nothing. You know, so that's the big limitation on that one there, I guess. I had thought, I do have the capability, this radio, I have an Anytone 5888UV3 tri-band radio, there's 220, 2 meter, 440. Everything is analog, no digital in it whatsoever, no digital. So that's a possibility to run that back out in the car, or I have the possibility of running, put this thing in crossband. I can crossband 440 to 220. I could crossband it, and then when I'm out in the car and I go on 440, I can hit my repeater back here at the house and crossband into 220. So that's a possibility I may have to consider on that. And 8RGO, go ahead.
CNN Network, 220.
And remember, you could always bring more than one radio into your mobile. No rules against that one.
it's good. That's absolutely correct. But my wife may have something to say about that. I can't be cluttering up this new vehicle like I did my van. I can't be putting 2-3 different radios and a couple, you know, this, that, and the other. And I don't really want to. I don't want to mess this vehicle up. So I'm trying to find something that gives me the best of all the worlds possible while I'm out in the mobile, just in case there.
Yeah. Just take them out as you need them, and you kind of hide them from the wife. Well, gentlemen, let me put the mic down and get on with my day, and I'll let you guys get on with yours. Always a pleasure, Sam, W9SAM. Very nice seeing you, and we'll do this again. NARGO and W9SAM, K9, TFP. You know, we're going to be clear after your final.
So, as long as I'm connected, I'll be listening on the side there, and you take care and have a good day, and Sam will be around, so we'll talk to you a little bit later. And 8RGO will be standing by.
All right, you guys, 73, and thanks for helping making 220 great again this morning. The W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network.
Joe, what's wrong with your radio? You said it too fast, I didn't hear you. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Oh, can you tell something now?
Yeah, what's going on, Joe?
Oh, he's very strong over here.
What's that?
No, I was in the same place where I had it the last time I talked to you. But I don't know. Let me move it a little bit somewhere else. Hold on.
This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.